ready for Maria Tell All?
The Maria Tell All.
What a week.
I like this.
Oh, do I ever like it.
Excellent segue, Joel.
You're welcome, you're welcome.
Branding superstar.
Thank you.
It's our dream.
This is one of the best episodes of the season, every season, and this night it did not disappoint.
No matter the reality show, it's always the reunion episode.
Love it.
This one was fire. It was really good.
Yeah, we had lots of good moments, mainly featuring Maria.
Yeah.
There could have been more screaming.
And more Maria, truly.
Yep.
If only Andy Cohen hosted.
Listen.
He can do no wrong.
Well, he's done a lot wrong.
And he's under quite a lot of scrutiny right now.
I believe firing Denise Richards is a big wrong in my books, personally, but...
I don't think we'll ever see her again.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Listen, we talked about doing an introduction before we started recording. This is... I like this. Three besties. Names.
I'm Joel. That's me. I'm Joel.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Thomas.
Yeah, and we're here together.
We realized it had been a while.
It's been quite some time.
What do we do here?
Your fucking guess is as good as mine.
We talk shit. We rate dresses.
And we uplift women.
We are here for women.
Just as
when
Jesse
they
Palmer requested.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. We roast a bit.
Yeah.
It's all with love. It's all with love.
Truly.
And there's no one we love more than our girl Maria.
Truly.
And we're so glad to see her back on our screen.
The new host of our television show, it would appear.
It's incredible.
The queen of screen time.
Winning. Like truly winning.
I believe it not even winning, it has won.
Let me just check batch data real quick. Yes, she has had triple the screen time out of everyone, and she's not even on the show anymore.
Yeah. Incredible.
It's great. Should we get into it?
Let's dive right the fuck in.
I do want to. So we do open on Joey's tiny nips.
Oh, yeah.
He has really small nipples.
Small.
Yeah.
We haven't had a lot of shirtless shots of him where he's not in motion.
Yeah, he's always playing tennis. Yeah.
Yeah. And we haven't had really no shower moments
unusual.
With Joey.
Unusual.
Yeah, not mad. I prefer the tennis action shots to over this like weird chest hair standing still in a shower.
Live your truth. I'll take the shower.
You didn't like Zach.
Thomas was aghast.
That was Zach, Joel. Use your fucking brain.
He's our most recent comparison.
Yeah, but nobody compares to Joey.
No, our boy.
And we try to block Zach from our minds, I think.
Alexa, play Nothing Compares to You by Sinead O'Connor about Joey.
About Joey.
Pretty please.
We also have some shots of the women getting ready. Maria, she breathes deep into the mirror. And I would just like to say, Oscar winning performance.
Oh, yeah. Clutch those pearls, girl.
She's acting. She is like building her resilience.
She knows where her light is. She knows where the camera is. She knows that they're going to play whatever she does. They're going to put it in the episode.
Her face is beat. Her hair, smooth.
Blown out.
Yeah. Dare I say maybe a haircut was had?
Brows, gelled.
Beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Love.
Shapely.
Natural. We love it.
Oh my God.
And now let's get into it.
Dive.
What do we start with? Dudes being dudes? Dudes saying, dudes just hanging out saying dudes a lot.
Yeah, lots of.
Yeah, JP is wearing a very ill-fitting jacket to welcome us to the show. And I'll say they really, I have some thoughts about him this episode.
Come on, budget.
Come on.
Some people let us down this episode. And honestly, Jesse was not one of them.
No. Listen, if they're not going to give us any new set decoration, they could at least get him a fucking suit that fits.
Exactly.
Call Indochine. Something. Get him something custom.
Something.
It's like $300.
Yeah, I don't think... my assumption of a television production budget would allow for, like, a made-to-measure.
Agree.
And not this is the most watched season in many years, so the dollars are rolling in.
Joey has the stats this season. When any of the comparisons between past, even charity season, like... Which got really good ratings. Like, Joey has blown it out of the water. Like, crazy. Because he just is magnetic. We love him.
And
his cute little curls.
They're American dollars, too, so they're worth a lot.
They're worth so much more.
The world's currency.
Oh my God.
And now we get our... This is always my least favorite part, is the visits to the viewing parties.
Hate it. Ugh. Would rather die... If I was ever a lead in The Bachelor, you better believe that would be striked right out on
like,
my
contract. When they started doing this, it was kind of funny. But then by like the third season they did this, it was like okay, we've seen this. It's just screaming.
Yeah.
That's it. It's just Woo girls screaming at the top of their lungs. Like, it's not funny. Woo. It's not interesting.
You don't love a Woo girl?
I do. But, like, not, like, 7 from Gamma Theta Phi. 7,000.
They're in a limo for 2.
And quite a large limo.
And if we've learned anything from Housewives, it's that a Sprinter van is all you need. So, like, this is not economical.
No.
Yeah, we really... That's where the budget went.
Yes.
No suits for Jesse. Just a fucking ginormous bus.
Stretch bus limo.
Ridiculous. We go to 2 locations. The Chi first...
Omega. Oh,
Chi Omega. Whatever. Which is a sorority.
So I've heard.
Seems terrible.
At first I thought it was only white people, but then there were some people of color, so I was like, okay, there's some diversity there.
Now, we don't really have sororities like that in Canada.
Do we at all?
We do. They do have fraternities and sororities on campuses. They're just
like
not...
at UBC?
Yeah.
UBC, oh, yeah. And Toronto has it.
Oh. Yeah. But it's not to the same scale at all, and it's like not... I don't think the partying is to the level we see in
don't
the movies.
Don't you remember I dated a frat guy for like a year?
Yeah, you... Two years.
2 years. I went to a lot of parties.
Oh. Yeah, we went to Shenanigans with them. It was wild.
Honestly, it was fun.
Shenanigans. That's a local spot if I've ever heard one.
And Shigong.
Shigong. So they visit the sorority. Lots of screaming.
Just screaming.
Very loud.
Very 18-year-old girl
High
vibe.
Energy. Yeah. High energy. It looks fun. The ladies are very... sorry, girls.
Yeah.
The girls are very
these are
excited.
Under 21, for sure.
They definitely are.
And surprisingly, so they're not drunk. They're just crazy.
Well, I would say they're like sipping their water bottles. Sure.
They're like Arbor
Mist.
Sure,
Jan.
Sure. They smelled the lid of the Arbor Mist and they're drunk.
Yeah.
That's fun. Then they visit a condo common area.
Yeah, like the...
The rec room at a building.
The lobby space.
Where I would say several office gowns, office appropriate looks were at this air quotes party.
It might have been a retirement home.
Quite a subdued response.
The woos were... Not as powerful.
Low decibel.
Yeah.
They were like, why are we here?
Yeah.
They were like, woo, Joey, woohoo, that's my boy.
Oh, we're paid to be here. We're light fans of The Bachelor.
You think they're paid to be there? Diva, please.
That's where the budget went?
They paid to be there.
Yeah.
It was a meet and greet.
Yeah.
$5 a ticket. And that's it.
That's all we got. And that's all we needed.
It's more than we needed to be.
Yeah, you know what? I love that they cut that segment after 2 because we were already over it.
Yeah.
Bad.
Unnecessary. Let's what's something else we could do instead of this that could be fun?
Listen to the women yell at each other for another 20 minutes.
Amen. Agree.
Please.
Agree.
Have a fashion show, a parade of the dresses.
This is my biggest pet peeve, is that we only saw most of the dresses seated.
And blocked by the front row.
Yeah. So, I mean, to be honest, I don't think we're missing much.
I'm sorry, did you see Kelsey T's cleavage in her dress?
Yeah, there was about 4 dresses that were nice. We'll talk about it later.
Wow.
We'll get to it.
Well, did you guys hear that?
And in fact, we might even get to some of it right now, because let's just jump to it.
The women.
We're there. The women.
The women.
We don't even get to see them walk on. They're just already there.
And speaking of woos... Maria gets the most.
It's wild.
Like,
the clapping in the audience is like, yay, yay. Maria. Like, there are signs.
Maria for president.
Yeah, I saw a lady lift her shirt up. I don't know. Like, people were losing it over Maria.
Women were crying. I don't think we've ever seen anything like this.
And I'm sure that's when all the women went, yes. No talking time for me this evening.
Nope. And who did they go to first?
Maria.
JP's like, Maria, let's start with you.
She basically had first chair.
She did.
I saw an analysis of this. She was
online.
The most recent eliminated.
There is a first chair like thing.
It's very popular in Housewives reunion culture.
Oh.
Because Andy's in the middle and it's 2 couches on either side. First chair are always the drama bringers of the season.
Oh.
And then, Crystal gets to sit last.
I didn't know this transcended reunions.
It does.
Wow.
A common thread.
Wow.
Amongst
trend alert.
There are some good looks.
Yes.
I think there are, this time, there are more good than not good.
I won't go that far.
Oh my god.
I felt nothing for a lot of the looks. Not good, not bad.
Okay, just to remind you, last week's episode was titled 1,000 Ugly Dresses.
And it was tragique.
Yeah, so we're really leaps and bounds above,
I'm going to say. Agree, but there were also many more opportunities As there are many more women.
We do hate a missed
op. This is their time to research, plan ahead.
Every woman on the stage should be a 20 out of 10. You have the time to put something together, get your hair done, get those roots touched up, get a new lash set. You have the time to prepare for this.
Some of those girls consulted gay men on their looks.
And some didn't.
Some very obviously didn't.
Yeah, Medina, find some gay friends. Sorry.
What was that?
Yeah.
Another Night of a Thousand Ugly Green Dresses.
We're available for that one. I'll save you, babe.
I will also say that Autumn looks like she works for an MLM.
Autumn?
I feel
took
like
a break from her Toddlers and Tiaras performance to call her Arbonne rep.
How much have we sold?
Like, that bitch is drowning in Mary Kay.
And she brought her sausage, because that's the only thing she's known for, is catching a sausage with her mouth.
When that's your only screen time.
Start your OnlyFans, babe.
It's, yeah. She sells pattern tights online, and that's all I have to say.
Oh my god.
Yeah, she does.
Edwina looks beautiful.
Edwina.
Fucking god.
On the other hand, her dress was black. It was witchy.
Yep.
It was very nice.
And we only saw her with the braids on the season. And so this, like, blowout.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, stunning.
Stun.
And the crisscross boobs.
Yeah.
And it was done well.
She took her moments, too. She was jumping in.
She knew.
She knew.
She and also wasn't going to let these girls attack our number one.
No.
She said, no, Diva. I'm here to... Well, really, it was
Team Maria.
It was those three against the entire row of women. Maybe Autumn was probably on their side.
She was on the wrong side.
She seems like she could suck.
She was the furthest from Maria.
Yeah. I believe while we were watching, I said she's on the wrong side of history.
Yeah. So. Yes, yes, you so, did. Yes.
And the stage.
And the stage. Yeah. She wanted her moment. I would say she didn't get it.
No.
No.
And didn't deserve it.
She didn't. We jump straight into the drama. We get a flashback of kind of like the drama of the season.
Which really was just Maria versus Sydney.
Yeah. Yeah. And Jess. Because the final scene of the clip is Jess crying and being, what does she say?
You're a bitch.
Yeah.
Stop being a bitch.
It's so funny.
Incredible work.
Very good. So then we start with the date card. And Leia.
Oh, right. The burnt date card.
And she says, I was just doing it. For the girls. I'm a girl's girl.
Oh!
Doing it. For
boy!
Ooh, and they did not like that.
Do you know why? Because that's what happens when you say something and then you're held accountable for your fucking words. How do you say you're a girl's girl and then continue to be, I don't know, a rude, mean girl?
She was a girl's girl with Sydney and Jess. That's it.
She thought she was being
no, but
a girl's girl.
That's the thing. Is there...
But that's not a girl's girl.
Yeah.
No, exactly.
Like, a girl's girl to me means girls like you.
No.
All girls like you.
And girl's girl is not like being the Gretchen Wieners. Like,
I feel
that's
like,
not
and
girl's
if,
girl.
So if you're in a conflict with women at all and you're a woman, I feel like you're not a girl's girl.
Well, maybe if you resolve it effectively.
Yeah.
which she did not.
Women are not, we just never fight.
I don't think I've ever heard someone... A grown woman describe themselves as a girl's girl.
Yeah, I think it's...
Because she's 23.
Is the girl's girl in the room with us right now? Like, it's kind of one of those, like, if you have to say you're cool, Kelsey A, you're not.
Yeah, I can't remember who says it, but it's either Medina or Edwina says, like, you said you're a girl's girl, and you did that for us, but you can't say that you're a girl's girl because of the way you behaved to the majority of the women.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah. Mic drop. It was so good.
Loved it.
Yeah. Effective.
Yeah. It was really, really good.
And then, I don't know, Leia responded by crying because she was called out.
Well, she says, I just don't want to be... No, and then we get into the shut the fuck up piece.
Yes.
And that's when Leia says, I just don't want to be gaslit. And
the entire cast.
Maria nearly fell out of her chair.
Queen of gaslighting, Leia, says, I don't be gaslit.
The audience all went, whoa!
It's like, way to misuse the term. Like,
you were
ridiculous.
You were the most gossipy one out of them all.
Yeah.
Like, stop.
Yeah.
Ugh.
But we do get an excellent moment now, because we're talking about who said, shut the fuck up. And Maria's like, it was not me. It was not me.
And then,
me.
Just a little birdie from
behind. And then our bitch in the back row said, that was me, Diva.
And Lauren, we love you for
that. Yeah,
like,
we stand you for that.
Incredible work.
Yeah, also like a great moment to get your moment.
Yeah.
Love that.
She was holding the cake when the camera panned across her.
Yes, she was.
Branding.
Red Velvet.
It was Red
Velvet.
Better
have been.
Yes, it looked to be.
Whole Foods Red Velvet cake.
Delish.
$12.
Delish.
But I love that. I was like, yeah, that's on, that was more on brand for Lauren, I feel.
And love an own it moment.
Yes.
That was effective.
But also nobody seemed to care that Lauren said it. They just seemed to get mad. Like,
it would have only made any waves if it was Maria.
Exactly. So they're only really looking to get mad at Maria for fucking nothing.
Everything.
It's so stupid. For everything.
And that's what it does, like some of the others are saying, is that it's not what was done. It was that it was Maria.
Yeah.
Like, Jess had a problem with Maria. Sydney had a problem with Maria.
And Edwina even said, just say it.
Just say it. Like, yeah. If you don't get along or you don't like someone, that's different than bullying them or calling them a bully, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agree.
Yeah. Which was like, these women were just, they came to call it out.
Also, like, you are allowed to not like people.
Yeah.
It's almost like they feel like they all had to be one big happy family or not. Right? It's like, no, you can just, like, be civilized.
This isn't RuPaul's Best Friend Race.
Yeah, you can just be civilized. How easy is it to ignore people in a mansion?
Of, like, 30 fucking women.
Yes! Yeah. Like, stay in your corner. Maybe they'll be gone next week.
Yeah.
And move on with your day.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth. Just shush.
Yeah.
Yeah, kudos for saying that.
Yeah.
For spilling.
For spilling, Diva. Spilling,
thank you. Sisters, thank you so much. I feel 0 out of 10 support.
God, you're so good.
We know some of our listeners also watch Drag Race, so man. That was for you.
Yeah.
And if you don't watch Drag Race, what are you doing?
Yeah, yeah. Honestly. Yeah.
Get on it.
Get on it. And Housewives too, so that you understand our jokes.
Yeah, we have one personality. It's just reality television
reality
as
TV.
A blanket.
We love. I saw something online the other day that was like, you're the smartest people in your life. Watch reality TV.
I also saw that.
Like,
I saw
yes. Yeah, yes. We do.
And that includes all of you listeners. Because you
smart
love
girl
it too.
Coming through. Hey. Yeah.
Hey.
I mean, realistically, the best part about the whole evening is that there were some, you know, I'm going to use redemption really loosely. There were some, like, let's make up everything is quote-unquote fine, but I'm just really glad that the bully three didn't really get to... They didn't win in any sense.
No, I think the only thing they could have done was apologize, and because, like, at this point, the audience is not on your side, babes.
And they saw it. They saw
they
it.
They knew. Yeah. I feel like there was maybe... They Googled media training, at least.
Yeah, what is media training?
But
how
Sydney,
to apologize.
Sydney was so nervous on this stage, looked great, so nervous on the stage she could not get her words out at all.
Well.
Fumbled her way through all of it.
Probably because when you watch yourself on TV be a fucking idiot, there's not much to say.
And then, I mean, it seems like they're all kind of okay.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, I'd be fine on camera too.
Yeah.
Credit where credit is due.
Truth.
Yeah, Sydney did look good. I didn't like her hair.
She did
you
look
two
like
liked her hair.
I liked her hair.
It was really giving Carrie Underwood at the CMTs.
Yeah,
like,
I wanted
very...
it to be bigger. You yes. know, like Miley Cyrus at the Grammys?
Yes.
Yes.
Ooh. Which I think is kind of what she was going for.
I think
for.
So too, but it was just a bit too small.
And her hair's too like, too long for that look, maybe too. Not enough layers.
But her makeup looked really good.
The dress,
the dress
was
and the dress was really good. It stood out actually on the stage.
It separate really art from
the
artist.
Artist. Yeah.
Because she was the only one that went with like texture that wasn't just like ugly blue sequins.
Yeah, it was like beading and like it wasn't it was
pearls
actually,
and beading and chains and it was like actually like,
well, she's beautiful. The fashion girl, Joel.
I mean, and we only saw that one good look from her really, which was her exit look.
Yep.
Yeah, that was the best she looked
like. Goodbye in Malta or whatever.
Oh, her Ave Maria finale
Ave Maria moment. Oh, we had a lot of commercials, I feel like.
Oh, my God.
But it was so... Yeah. I just kept writing after commercial. Yeah. Leia's still crying. Then Maria goes and hugs her.
Yes. Because that's our grown-up, mature queen.
And she just knew. Like, I'm going to come across real good if I do this. So she killed it.
Listen,
it.
We can see the Bachelorette audition. We're watching it live in front of our
I feel like we've been
device.
Watching it for 11 episodes.
Incredible work.
12 weeks we've 12 been watching weeks. It. Yes. It's been so good.
She got the callback. We've, you know.
Yes, absolutely. I think so. Do we want to talk a little bit more about the fashion before we get into the hot seats?
I think we should.
Should we just go through dress reviews?
Dress reviews.
I would like to say there needs to be a very special place held for Lexi, who
stunning, neon red.
I think she looked the best.
Me too.
She
they put her like right in the middle.
Yeah, she was a fucking glowing like beam of sunshine in that center part. Like
her
she
hair
looked
good.
The highlighter on with the lighting. Her hair was lighter blonde or like warmer blonde or something. It was so pretty.
Yeah.
She looked gorgeous.
It's done.
Yeah.
That's all. I just had to, she needed her own time.
Are we talking top looks from on the stage?
Well, I think we could, yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I have some choices.
I'm going to let you guys go first since you are both.
With top twos, maybe? Top twos?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You can go first.
I'll give you my number one.
Okay.
Lexi.
Yeah.
In the red.
I think that's the only choice.
It was so good.
Yeah.
She looked amazing. Her skin glowing. Like beautiful. We just talked about. She's looking super fit, happy. Like she, I think this was also a little bit of her moment to like, because she didn't have that many episodes.
No.
So, but everyone loved her. Fan favorite.
Yes.
So.
She was our top three, famously.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. The whole first half of the season. Yes.
Yeah. And then this, controversial.
Ooh.
Controversial. I think my second best is Maria.
Oh.
Whoa. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, because, and I say that because the rest of the looks, I didn't really love that much.
Yeah.
But Maria's fit her really well.
Yeah, it did.
It fit her really well. Snatched her little waist. And then it kind of came out.
In the boobies looked great.
It looked
great.
Yes,
yeah. So I think the fit was what got it. Because when I first saw it, I was disappointed.
Yeah.
I thought it looked a little bit boring.
I thought
a little plain.
For me, it was a little boring.
Yeah. But, you know, I do love a simple.
We do.
So that was the ones that are on the stage right now.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yes.
Yes, because, yes. Because Rachel does deserve it.
My number one is Rachel.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. I agree.
In the yellow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. In the yellow. She looked so beautiful.
Yep.
So beautiful.
So beautiful.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And, like, her shoulders are so fit with those little straps. Like, it just, like, not everyone can pull off a strap like that.
It was like almost a halter.
Yeah. Because
it was coming up, but it did show a little bit more neck.
Yeah.
And then the straps were, like, little yellow ribbons.
Yep.
It was so pretty.
I mean, and her eye.
And I called it Disney gold.
Yes.
Like, it's yellow, but it's metallic.
Yes.
Sorry, are you gay?
Yeah. just like yeah, you know what? But I'm not a Disney gay.
No.
Yeah, careful with
not
that
at
one.
All.
Like Disney, I don't like idolize Disney. Okay.
No, and that's an important distinction.
I need to make that very
separate clear. Her from the artist. Disney gold, gorgeous color.
Disney gold.
Yes. So those are my top three of the night.
Yeah. My favorite dress was Lexi.
Yep.
I think just head to toe look on the stage and like impact.
Yeah.
For me, it was 100% Lexi. My second favorite was Sydney. I really liked it because it was so different.
Controversial.
It's like something I would have picked for one of these women because like, I feel like you're on this stage, you're in a group of gorgeous women. You need to find a way to stand out. And like, we've seen a lot of black. We've seen a lot of cream colors. We've seen a lot of red and that ugly green that looks good on maybe only Jen. but I really like Sydney. And then I loved Rachel's dress too.
Ugh, Rachel.
So honorable mench.
Gorgeous.
Okay.
Yeah, those are my top three.
Thomas is going to take us on a different journey. I can see from his face.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I just want to know that, like, is this a safe space to be real?
We'll see.
We'll see.
You guys, you had such negative opinions on black dresses on television. And I, granted, Jess did come over earlier than you and saw my six pairs of black shoes on the floor.
Right. Yeah.
So we've been leaning into a trend lately.
I love black.
Kelsey T's dress was so hot.
Yeah, she looked gorgeous.
It fit her so well. Her cleavage looked great.
Boobalicious.
Her hair looked great. And it was so hot. And to be very honest with you, I loved Lauren's dress.
Yeah.
It stood out
as... She looked great.
It was a black, boring dress, but it had nice shapes to it. I like that it was really vampy. I love a high neck.
I wish you could have seen the whole thing.
Standing up. I got no impact from it.
Yeah, I liked it. It was interesting. Yeah. I think but when you look at the group, the black, that doesn't catch my eye. The same way as the color.
No, that's so interesting.
And so that's why I'm gravitating towards the other in this situation.
Texture, sparkle, and color.
And what's funny is I'm the opposite. Because I'm like, yeah, whatever, I've seen a fucking red dress before. And I actually gravitated towards the black dresses in the back.
Interesting.
So it was just very, we're so different, the three of us. That's what makes us such great podcast trio, is that we're all so different.
So different.
And Rachel fucking knocked it out of the fucking park.
Incredible.
Disney gold.
It was literally just like the metallic version of the yellow dress she wore in Spain.
Yeah, which was a full halter. This was a slightly different neckline, but like very similar. But the color was like a little bit more gold, I think.
She just has really classic taste.
Yeah.
And I like it.
She's a classy girl.
Yeah, it really suits her. And just love her so much.
Yeah. Queen of the simple slip dress.
Yeah.
And all season. And I'm here for
it. I'm into that too.
It is a bit like it's almost verging on Too Simple for me, but just she's so stunning that I don't care.
I think it did verge on Too Simple, but we're allowing it.
But it's not an office gown, and I think that's what matters most to you.
Yes. 100%. It was not office appropriate.
It was not office appropriate.
No, and it was glam AF.
Yeah.
No, it was very Destination Wedding the whole season, her looks. Yes. Were very Destination Wedding.
Yes,
truly. Absolutely. Really good. But yeah, again, wish we had seen them all standing up so we could make a more informed decision. We need
the parade. A dress parade is like, are we reaching for the stars?
I don't think so.
Come on, ABC.
I would even go as far to say, 30-minute segment beforehand, we get a rotating turntable. Each one of them stands and poses. Oh, we rotate the turntable.
No, we need like the E Network,
the Glambot.
The like Glambot. We need the like red carpet walk in, like as if it's the as if it's an award show.
We have to host it.
Yes.
And tell their face. So this looks kind of bad. What was your concept for this look?
And so did you think you were going to the office when you put this dress on?
So are we going for a raise today? Yes? No?
Oh, so we went with that blush, hey? Yeah. Just so mean.
Great blow. Did you consider doing it a little bit more?
Yeah. Just reading every girl for film. Yeah. Love it.
Honorable mention, though, to Jen with two N's.
Yeah.
Because she looks beautiful.
Stunning.
I don't love the dress. There's
no.
Too much
the
fabric.
The color was perfect.
Yeah.
Too and we've much seen fabric. That apple green many
on
times.
Maria.
And it was
I
not...
famously played the Irish music
on,
in the
oh
background.
Yeah, on Maria, we saw it on Daisy.
And on Jen.
We saw it on Rachel, and yeah. We've seen it on Jen already.
Yeah.
That color fits her the best, yeah. For sure.
And her hair is so beautiful.
Didn't like the lip choice.
No.
Started to migrate, went a little muddy, but listen, we can't all win.
We forget. She was crying.
Yeah, crying affects your lips.
Maybe the tears drip down and smudge them in the corners. Oh, so sad. But yes, okay, so now Lexi in the
hot
seat.
We have hot seats.
Hot seat time!
Yes.
Looking gorgeous.
Glow up of the night, for sure. Like,
it's pretty quick. Like, we don't get much from her.
We don't get much. The hot seats are all really quick.
But JP basically says, how's your endometriosis?
Yes.
Or did you make the right choice? And she's like, I did.
Yeah.
I did.
And so did she. I have a question. And I asked this to you guys when we were watching. If she had stayed, and if she had won, maybe she might not have won. If she had gotten to the end with Joey and been together, we are 4-5 months into her timeline that she needed, which is why she left. And even if she stayed and didn't win, she's now in the same position as if she didn't leave on her own accord. So I just want to know, like...
True.
How's our time management doing?
Yeah, but she wanted to be... Like, Joey wants to be together for a couple of years before they get married. And then married for a couple of years before they have kids. And she wants to do all of that in a really compressed timeline. Like, maybe even have kids before marriage, you know? Like, her... So I don't think it matters in the longer run, because it's like he wants to do things in 6 years, she wants to do them in 2, right? So it's like, if it takes her 3, that's still 3 years.
So the risk she took was, yes, she's still single.
I mean, I guess I just, right? The mathematics, yeah. For me, I told you guys earlier, I got a 98, like I...
Math superstar over here.
Oh my god.
The math didn't math for me personally, however, yeah. Support her, love her on her journey. Great Bachelorette season theme. Like, listen... Fantasy Suites are, we're making a baby.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We
oh my
are
God.
Going.
Oh my God.
We'll never know who's the father.
Oh my God.
We are creating the plot of Mamma Mia 3, and we are having...
Oh, I do love that.
No.
Let's bring back Meryl.
Yeah.
You must. Yeah, Susan also gets a moment during this...
Bitch has a few moments.
Yeah, she gets a few.
Looking fierce.
She looks fierce. She cries. She laughs. She's with Christian, or with, what's it, Bruce Jenner? Caitlyn Jenner
in the audience.
They started a podcast. They're now our competitors.
Wow.
Oh, we can't follow them anymore.
Tough waters here.
Chris and Caitlyn coming at you.
Susan says, I'm so proud.
I just love my girls.
I just love you, girls.
Yeah. She's such a treat.
She, back-to-back seasons between, like, between the... Not really asking anymore, but between like
right.
The,
oh, the I miss rest... April. I do miss April.
Me too. And then from this season, like we've really had a big, I think this year in general of Bachelor, we've had such a big push of personality again. Like,
yes.
I feel like when you go back to past seasons, like no one stood out on Matt James's season. Like, sorry, Katie. You know what
who,
I mean?
Who, like, who, Heather?
That's what I mean. Like, no one, you don't exactly. get the impact that they got from Susan and Leslie and Caitlyn Jenner. I keep forgetting her name.
What is her real name?
What? Kathy.
Oh, Kathy.
And, like, the Marias, and, like, even, like, Lexi had a really good storyline. Like, Sydney.
Lauren.
Oh, yeah.
Big,
like,
personality.
Yeah, like, it, we're kind of, I like that we're getting back into, like, women having a personality
well,
again.
But I feel like there's still the two sides, because yes. Look at our top two with Joey. I would say that Daisy is very classic Bachelor. Like, they, mm-hmm. like, America loves that type of bachelorette, right? So that, and she doesn't really, she hasn't shown us that much personality. The most we ever saw was when, like, Joey was rubbing her feet. She, like, made him, and that was actually really funny and cute. Yes. Like, she, but we never, we don't see that of her. We just see this really sweet, kind of mellow, not super talkative person. And so.
Sorry, I thought you were going to say not interesting. And I was like, yeah.
True. So true. No, great. An astute observation.
I'm trying to be nice. But I agree. I love the ladies with personality. That is the direction I think we should go.
Well, and, like, they've had a Susan. How many episodes of this season has Susan been on?
Yeah, a lot.
Five?
Yeah.
Yeah. They love her.
Yes.
They love her. It's so
I hope
good.
She's getting paid.
Oh, she's bringing in the bucks.
Yeah. And she has a contract now to review the show.
Good. Oh, yeah. True. Oh, yeah. She's an official
pod. She's paid. Yeah.
Good for her.
What ads are they going to have?
Oh, my God. Depends, because we've got a whole lot of living to do.
AARP.
Osteoporosis.
Centrum, the all-in-one.
Yeah, that's, yes.
Lexi says, you know, her journey for love is just beginning. JP says, I hope you find it. And it's a strong Bachelorette audition.
It was a good Bachelorette audition. I would love a back-to-back, like Maria for the first half, Lexi or vice versa. You know what I mean?
You know we're not going to get that. If we got that, it was going to be Maria and Daisy. You know. You know it.
I just think that
nobody wants
you're
it.
You're being really mean to me in front of everyone right
Sorry.
Now.
I'm just telling facts.
I'm not here for facts.
They have the top social media following, so...
God,
yeah, if there's
really...
one
Sorry,
thing
Lex.
That we're here for, it's not fact.
Yes.
Hard-hitting journalism.
Yeah, we don't know a fucking thing.
Fucking real!
And that's it. Next up, two ends, Jen.
Jen, second hot seat. This was the most brief hot seat.
Yeah, can we get a bounce sheet on set? Her hair was a little flyaway.
Yeah, and her
really?
Dress
oh, I didn't notice her hair. I thought it looked gorgeous. I just looked at her dress. It looked like a toga party dress.
It was.
It was very bedsheet for Joel's birthday party two years ago.
Yeah.
It was.
Like a themed party. Yeah. Like, that's not a good... That's a read.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a read. It was just too much fabric. She is so beautiful.
She's stunning. She does overcome an ugly dress, for
sure.
She can
wear, honestly, probably out of anyone. She can pull off any style.
A sheet? Yeah.
Yeah, because she just really... Yeah, it does transcend. And her hair is so long and gorgeous and flowing.
I want to challenge her to either cover both or none shoulders.
Ooh.
The one shoulder... She really, like, pigeonholed herself fashion-wise. Mostly one-shoulder gowns.
I cannot remember a non-one-shoulder gown. The yellow one we loved was one shoulder.
The white one, the shell-looking one. The red one. Yeah,
the green one, yeah.
Always the same way, too.
Yeah.
She really just loves having that left shoulder
It's
exposed.
Her good shoulder.
Yeah, it's her good
shoulder.
Gotta show the clavicle.
Gotta show it.
Best feature.
Love it.
One time someone said, that shoulder's looking real good.
Yeah. And she was like, what? I'll never wear a sleeve again.
She took it to heart.
I don't actually remember what they talked about exactly.
They talked about her family.
Family, yes.
And if she had been in touch with any of them. And she said she had some cousins reach out. I don't remember her story because I wasn't there for that episode.
I don't know. I think we all would have
it was just
reach out
like
if we
neglect,
were on TV.
I think was,
neglect, yeah.
She felt neglected as a kid. And
yeah.
Didn't
and
have
like
a strong
I think, yeah,
parental.
Fans had reached out. And so she was feeling less alone, she said, which is always nice to hear.
Yeah. And she said she was like very devastated after the season. And now that she's had time, blah, 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 she feels good. She looks great.
If there's a safe space to have a broken family, it's this space right here.
Truth.
Thomas is with you.
I will hold that. I built the space.
With his own hands.
And that's like it for two ends.
Yeah, but she does like say she's on track. She's fine in love.
Yeah.
She has a nice little speech, I think, really laying it in there that she's open
for
to
Bip.
The possibility.
For Bip.
You said Bip. I said she's trying for Bachelorette.
She
no.
will not get it, but yes,
I don't
she
think
did
so.
Try.
She'll be popular on Bip. Super popular.
Oh.
I mean, if she wears that black bathing suit, I'll never get over it.
Yeah,
I'll never get over it.
I don't think she has the lead personality for this show.
Yeah.
Maybe a different show. Maybe Bip. She could be Queen of the Beach.
She, yes.
Easy.
Would love to see her there.
All the guys would want to talk to her.
Oh, yeah.
She's stunning. And she's cute and funny. And talented. Plays the piano. We love her.
We love
her. So proud.
Call in.
Great run. Call in.
Two Great ends run. Two ends. Yeah. We stan.
Maria's next.
Why do we have to wait so long? We've only already talked to her 17 times.
The crowd goes wild. Ape
shit.
Like, insane.
Yeah.
She's, like, kissing babies and shaking hands and, oh, my God.
For me?
My fans. Jesse's like, oh, your family and friends here? She's like, they're all my friends.
Yeah.
All like, my fans.
That is such a funny answer. Very pageant.
I mean, I'd love to be friends with Maria.
Yeah.
Yes. Then they talk about her time with Joey. We see the clip. They did have fun together, those two.
I would say they were the only couple on the whole show that had fun.
Well, that they showed us, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, at this time. That we saw at that time. And then she says she really fell for him when they were in Montreal when they did their shopping date.
And she also said he was like a friend that she wanted to make out with.
Yeah.
Which is maybe not the correct relationship for this show, you know?
No.
And alas, they're not together. So, there you go.
I would take a friend that I want to make out with.
I was going to say, straight people famously love calling their partner their best friend.
Oh,
isn't that what Isn't that what they want?
Okay.
Isn't that why they're on the show, to find their best friend?
But she didn't say best.
No, she just said a friend.
Just friend, and like, I don't know, I got a lot of friends.
Brittany's at home waiting for Maria. That's her best friend.
Yeah. Exactly. We don't really see too much.
No.
From them here, they talk a little bit.
We've already talked to her so many times that, like, it wasn't like we needed to hash out anything else.
No.
We just, in this moment, then we talked with Sydney.
Yeah, we got...
Exactly.
Maria auditioned to be host of the show.
Yeah.
And still...
Oh, yeah, she just took over. Like, JP was no longer there.
He exited.
He went to the snack room.
All he has to say is, Sydney, why did you hate Maria so much?
Yeah.
And then Maria takes over.
Takes over.
But Sydney, that does say, like, you know, watching back, I was very annoying, and so you called me annoying, and you were right. And it's like, well...
We love a self-aware queen.
Like, they really just couldn't communicate because they were too competitive, I think, with each other, and Sydney lost the plot.
And they're just such different personalities. Yes. So they're probably never
And Maria was friends. Winning. Maria was
yeah,
winning. Like,
yeah.
Every single turn that happened, every date that happened, group date, whatever, Maria was just winning. And Sydney knew that, and she was more and more mad every day.
Yeah, she really needed something to focus her anger on, and it became Maria.
And instead she got Leia and Jess, who were just supporting her negative feelings,
yeah.
Not supporting her, like, being a good person. So, alas. But Maria was very mature and spoke to Sydney about that she does not deserve all the hate she's been
receiving.
And Leia online, and that, like, nobody deserves that. And then they had, like, they hugged it out.
And left Jess sitting.
Yeah, she was just sitting in the back.
That's what I like to see.
Which I like to see. And Jesse Palmer was also just sitting in the back. When Maria got up to go and hug the girl.
He was lounging.
He leaned back.
He was on a break.
Yeah, he was like, well, my job here is done.
Yeah.
I have nothing left to
do. I'm just steering the ship.
Yeah. Yeah, the puppet master.
But Maria's the pilot.
Yeah.
Or she's navigating.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But that's it.
That's kind of it.
And now we head back to Tulum.
Back to Tulum. Oh.
For the rose ceremony that they've been edging us for 2 weeks.
Which we already knew. We already knew what was going to happen.
Of course. Yeah. There was like, of course we knew.
I would say the writing was on the wall, but there wasn't a wall. It was just a window to the back production that was saying, so Rachel goes home this week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We flash back to the We Need to Talk card.
Oh, my fucking
Kelsey
God.
A.
Yeah.
Guess what? All the previews were a big lie because nothing was wrong.
Nothing was wrong. All she wanted to say was, I miss you.
I miss seeing you. I'm stressed about the other women a little bit. And, like, I just wanted to tell you. Then you don't write that card, babe.
He was like, shaking.
Well, he was ready to
Which shows... That he loves her.
Yeah, he knew that when I, as the lead on a television show that I've never been on, when I receive a letter that says we need to talk,
it's over.
It's kind of like when your boss says, hey, can we talk at 2 o'clock? And I go, no, we're actually talking right now.
We have to talk now?
Thank you for bringing up my recent trauma, Thomas.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but they didn't tell you at 2 o'clock. Didn't they tell you?
I put a meeting on my calendar.
Yeah. But it's like, if like a friend is like, hey, like, can we talk later? I'm like, no, no, we have to talk literally right fucking now or I will
explode. And they show us the timestamp.
Yes.
So Joey got home at 8:50.
Yeah.
She left his place at like 9:17.
Yeah.
So like, or 9:27. Yeah. So like all of this happened in like half an hour.
Yep.
Him getting home, reading the card, them calling her up, her coming, them having this conversation and leaving all happened in like 30 minutes. Just crazy.
I love, you could see her realize what she had done too.
Yeah. Which, no, live no, no, in no, real time. Not realize what she had done, what she had been manipulated into doing by the producers. Yeah.
And Leslie.
And Leslie. And Leslie. Oh my God. Fucking Leslie.
She's not innocent in all this.
Leslie is in the audience and she's still thinking, good girl. Yeah. Good. Because yeah. You could always go.
Guard and protect.
If you don't have doubt, you should.
You should.
Yeah. So
show's not over.
What if you're the one, but what if you're not?
I haven't got that ring yet.
Yeah. Do not shut down that voice in your head.
No.
It's still there.
So the moral of the story is that she stressed Joey out, like, the fuck out for literally no reason. Yeah. And he showed his true feelings, which is that he loves her. Period. He would not have reacted that way.
No.
If he didn't care. I don't think he would have reacted that way for Daisy.
No.
Kelsey is clearly the one.
I think she's the one.
I think, too, he was really into Lexi when Lexi did it. Yes. So I think there's a hint of PTSD from 2 weeks ago when it just happened to him, too. And, like, if he really liked Lexi and lost Lexi, I think he might have been seeing, like, well, fuck, if Kelsey's leaving, like, can we just stop the show? Because, like, what's the point?
Well, yeah.
But you're right. Like, he really...
Well, in his mind, he's probably already decided he's ditching Rachel.
Yeah.
So now if Kelsey A decides to go home 20 minutes later, like, he's just left with Daisy?
Yeah.
And let's talk about the rose ceremony.
Okay.
Because that will even drive that point home, I think, more.
Because yeah, we also need to have a separate dress conversation for this.
And we will. Yes. And we will. Yes. Because this is, I think, the third time on this season that the two of you
have gay gasped.
Yeah.
In a negative way.
In horror.
Horror.
Yeah.
Horror. When you saw misery. Someone come onto the screen. And that person
was Daisy. Both of our jump scares this season.
Once again, with ruffles. It's the ruffles.
Yeah, who's allowing this?
I just wrote, Daisy looks insane.
Let's talk about them as they enter the rose ceremony.
Please.
Kelsey.
Looking incredible.
Beautiful.
Normally not into a creme-colored dress like this, but she looked so pretty. Yes. It was so pretty. Corset.
Vanilla beige.
It was like kind of like a lacy, like, bralette peeking out of the top.
Yeah, like, covered.
Over the corset.
Yeah.
Which kind of gave me, like a little bit of, like, a Victorian vibe almost. Like, undergarments, but a dress.
Like a slutty Bridgerton.
Kind of.
Oh,
but,
yes.
But in, like, but it was so pretty. She looked stunning. Her makeup looked good. Like,
I think this is one of the best she's looked.
I think so, too.
If not the.
Totally. This dress looks really good on her.
Yeah. And peaking at a good time.
Absolutely.
Final two.
And she saved it. She saved it.
I hope she did. Or I'm like, I was thinking maybe they got these dresses there because remember last year, Zach's final three, they were all in those three, like, very, I don't even know what, like, pink, green, purple.
Yeah,
and
like
those
the bright, same bright, dress.
Same dress, bright colors, yeah. All satin. Like, they got those dresses there. I don't know about this moment. The dresses were very different.
They're too different. Yeah, I think they saved them.
Yeah, I think you're right. But yeah. God, save that dress.
So good.
Smart.
When she wore that ugly green dress last week.
Oh my God.
This was redemption for Kelsey.
This was redemption. Rachel, stunning in
this
purple.
We haven't seen enough purple.
This is the Maria purple.
It is the Maria purple.
This is the Maria purple, but like unembellished.
Yes.
And fuck.
Another simple dress.
Good.
But looking really good.
The back was a little more complicated. Yeah. It was a little crisscrossy. There was like a bra clasp and then a little dip. It was pretty. Cutouts. Pretty.
Very good. Those two looking 10 out of 10, I would say.
Flanking. Something atrocious in the middle.
Yeah.
Daisy in blue ruffles.
Just.
And you know, it actually hurts my heart. It hurts it. Because I love blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's our color.
Blue. It is my favorite color.
I want
to
say that
it done this way.
I actually feel like that dress had an immense amount of potential. Just everything was placed incorrectly. Like, the ruffles were too high. There were too many. They didn't need to be at the bottom. It was just like all the decisions in design of this garment, other than maybe the color, were off.
Well, she's quite petite.
Yes.
I think like a very small person.
And blonde, so light blue.
But maybe that dress, because of the way the ruffles were structured, would look better on someone taller.
Maybe.
Do you think?
Yes.
Like, that
I'm gonna guess that dress would look ugly on everybody.
I was gonna say, I'm really impressed that you want to give any sort of attention to the possibility.
I don't think that dress would look good on anybody.
Okay. It's another Easter picnic dress. She's now won two.
That's
She's
true.
Worn two.
God, that yellow dress.
To church. Well, yeah. Christ, leading with Christ. I am now on Christ Influencer TikTok, as you know, today.
It's a fun place to be.
Is it?
No.
I'm scared.
I don't know what to, I don't know what else to say about that dress. It was just that we audibly gasped because it was so ugly.
Well, you say gasped. I say recoiled.
Yeah. I there was maybe a bit of gagging as well. Yeah. Yeah, it's just not doing it in our favors.
Just jump scared me. Caught me off guard. Oh my God. There's a dress right there.
Unfortunately, we knew it was going to happen moments from this moment, and it was gorgeous Rachel getting the boot.
She's getting the boot from Joey, who is wearing like a mafia.
Oh, Joey looks great.
Oh my God.
The black underdress shirt in that with that like kind of oatmeal colored heathered linen. Gorgeous.
I saw like people online being like, this is the outfit of a man who has just fucked. this is the week after fantasy.
Three buttons undone.
Yeah. He's showing skin.
Like, I feel like he's prone to unbuttoning an extra button.
I'm so okay.
And a black dress shirt with an extra button undone is just immediately like a little bit sleazy, but in a great way.
And I believe what we called a cooked oatmeal linen.
Yes, cooked oatmeal linen. Yes.
Overnight oats, I believe.
Yeah. Baked
with
oats.
A sprinkle of cinnamon.
Yeah. It was I love this suit. Where's he been hiding that suit?
Listen, we know what I've said many times about how he looks in those suits. He could slur me and I would thank him. So that's all I have to say about that.
Again, he would never.
He would never. He doesn't even know those words.
I know.
But our gal, poor Rach.
Walks her out.
She's gone. Her jaw, really.
They did not address the jaw.
No.
Yeah. But the jaw, it made an impact.
She didn't look swollen, so
no,
she was okay.
In the way that her jaw impacted the surface of the water, she too made an impact
on us, on our lives.
She really just lumbers out of there, though. I gotta give her like credit. She's just walking. She's like stomping her feet.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm not happy.
Yeah.
I'm sad. I'm gonna leave
in my flat sandals
in a sad way.
And this, I don't know, Joey. He seemed upset, kind of, when he sent Maria home, but then when Maria snubbed him, he was like, sick. And he was okay with it.
Yeah.
This week, it hurt him. He's starting to feel the ouchies about it.
Yeah. They don't have, like, too much sexual chemistry to me.
No, those are two pals.
But they have friend chemistry.
They're like buddies.
Yeah. So I think it would be really sad, because they have a connection.
And he did acknowledge that, like, he had the most laughs with her and with Maria throughout the season.
And he did say, like, I love you. I just, you know, I love you as a person.
Hey,
buddy.
Yeah.
But, and, you know.
I love her as a person.
Listen, I will die for you, Rachel. I will take a bullet for you. Anything you need, you call me. I will drop everything I'm doing. I will fly directly to you in Hawaii, even though it's really not looked positive upon right now to be a tourist in Hawaii. I would still do it for you with your permission. So just know.
This isn't tourism. This is security.
This is a safe space for
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
In our hearts, Rachel.
And then she's in the hot seat.
Looking.
I know.
Can you believe it?
Stunning.
To walk out in that dress after we've experienced the other dresses, we're kind of, you know, we have a little bit of dress fatigue.
She let these horses have it.
She comes out in this,
yeah,
Disney gold, looking so good.
Yeah.
Has a very emotional hot seat. Yeah.
She's got more makeup on than we've seen
ever
all season, and it looks great.
The highlighter.
Like, the highlighter is good. She just,
pretty.
Yeah. She just looks so good. And she shares some pretty emotional stuff.
Awful.
It's awful. We hate it.
It's fucking gross.
And, like, unfortunately, it's, like, expected, but we, like, forget about it.
And it has gotten...
it's awful.
Over the past, like, 10 years, it has gotten so much fucking worse.
Yeah.
It's not even just Bachelor Nation fandom. It is, like, every fucking fandom that exists.
Yeah.
How are you a fan?
That's what I want to know.
And you're gonna act like this.
Yeah, it's gross.
Treat people
behavior.
Like this. Behind your keyboard, obviously. Like,
it's
these
so,
are
yeah,
all faceless
it's the,
profiles.
Like, the power that people feel they have on social media
to just spread like horrible hate.
My favorite thing lately is a lot of girls who will get men saying really, really nasty things to them. And so they'll back search them and find their parents and send them screenshots of their son's behavior and be like, this is how your son's behaving on the internet. Are you proud of him? He's 32. Call him.
No. Yeah. Big fan of that. I also love when women
accountability find love it accountability.
On like LinkedIn and then just screenshot, because guys are now approaching women on LinkedIn, right?
And you would know.
I would know. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Expert.
But then if they're rude to them when they like turn them down, they're posting it and then sending it to their employers.
Good. Good.
That's so petty.
Good.
I love it.
I don't think it's petty at all. I think it's exactly what those losers fucking deserve.
Yeah, because they think they're bulletproof. Yep. They can do whatever they want online.
Rachel, send us those accounts. We will find them.
Rachel, we'll destroy them.
If you knew anything about me, you will know I love conflict. I will go to bat for you. I'll fist fight for you. I'll do anything.
You'll fight online. We've seen it. We've seen it happen.
I live for it.
You do live for it.
Nothing makes me feel better about myself.
But that's our girl for
someone who deserves it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's all.
Also, like, her hometown was beautiful. And for people to, like, attack her culture and, like, what is that?
Yeah, her hometown was the most interesting.
What, by far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And lovely. And, like, the love that her family has for each other.
They're so sweet.
It's so nice.
I know. I hate this.
Yeah. Brutal. Well, we love you, Rachel. Yeah. So.
Like, Rachel, I love you.
Obsessed, yeah.
And then I think that, has JP redeemed himself? Because he looks, so I know those are brave words.
Whoa.
Yeah, continue.
Yeah.
But he looks directly into the camera and he says, Batch Nation,
give your head a shake.
Do better.
Stop doing this.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. And I thought, was that unscripted? Does he have those words? Like, are those?
It was a prompter.
But it was good. It was good.
No, we need that.
It was powerful. We actually rewound it and watched it a second time because we were talking about something else and then, you know, got distracted.
Shocking.
But it was really good. I was glad that he did that. It was powerful.
It is very important, especially in a time where I think a lot of people feel like having a stance on anything is kind of like a self-crucifixion of some kind. And it is very fucking important for the leaders in the industry and the creators of the show and the face, well, not that Jess is the face, but the acting mouth of the show speaks about that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You fucking have to.
Yes.
I agree. It was,
Isn't it sad that you like almost have to expect it? That's so sad.
You 100% have to expect
I
it
know.
Now. Every gross. So sidebar tangent, I am a huge nerd. The new Star Wars trailer came out for the new show coming out in June. And everyone is, like, going ballistic, whatever. And it just reminds me of, like, when the trailer for The Last Jedi came out and the entire fandom bullied Kelly Marie Tran off of Twitter because she's, I don't know, an actor getting a fucking job.
Right.
Like, it's so weird.
They cast her. Yeah, like,
this whole, like, gatekeepy, like, the fans own the intellectual property is, like, weird and embarrassing.
Yeah.
For them.
Yeah.
Truly.
And, like, I don't know, get a friend.
Go outside.
That might be the problem.
I'm begging.
They don't have any.
Like, get a job, babe. Like, it's not that deep. It's a fucking reality show that the three of us watch to just make fun of the people on TV to each other.
And you.
And you.
And me. But, like, I'm not, like, I thought
trolling Sydney, online.
I just thought Sydney was like really fucking annoying all season, but
she said so too.
I also have a job and like don't need to go and DM her about it.
Yeah, we would never message her.
Absolutely not. We didn't even add her.
Okay. Well, on that note, we see some bloopers. They're actually very funny.
They are.
We get a preview for the last episode. And that's kind of it.
Wait, it was the JP lip dub for me.
That was so funny.
Oh
my God.
My God. That was so stupid. And that was like, I love dumb shit.
It was the highlight.
It was so good.
Rachel making fun of Joey holding the rose. Oh, was also
and
incredible.
She's holding the marshmallow tongue. And she's doing his shoulder like, oh, gotta get ready to announce these ladies' names.
Yes.
Oh, that was, she said nothing and it was so funny. And the women all died because it was so perfect.
I cannot imagine like, you never know how you are because you live in your body. And so seeing yourself on camera doing some weird, twitchy, quirky, like, tick or whatever you do is so embarrassing.
I'm glad they showed us that little moment of Rachel because I don't think they showed us enough of her humor.
Yeah.
Like, they just show all, like, the trauma conversations or, like, whatever, like they, as usual. But, like, that obviously is more of her personality.
Yeah.
And, like, we already loved her, but love her more.
I didn't think it was possible to, but yes, yeah. I do. My heart fills even more with love for
Rachel.
Also,
it's always funny when people are doing impressions of each other, even if they're, like, especially if they're bad.
Yeah.
Right?
It's encouraged
if they're bad. It's encouraged. Yes. I love it.
I know. I love it.
Yeah, I think that's...
That's it.
1 week to go, you guys.
What a wild ride.
Wait, Joey came to the stage in that brown suit.
Ooh, yeah. Good luck.
And he came out and he hyped up the ladies so much. He said so many nice things. And about the experience and all the women. And, like, obviously there was drama. But to be honest, a lot of it didn't get back to him.
No, that's what he said.
And he appreciated that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Brown suit.
Good for him healing all those women.
Taking in their trauma, processing it.
And helping them heal.
Yeah.
And I would say, too, like, we haven't seen that many, like, emotionally devastating goodbyes in the same way we have in past seasons where, like, the women, like, knew it was them. And they were, like, top four. And then they, like, had a meltdown.
We didn't really
see that so much this season. I think because Joey just managed everything with a much more gentle touch.
Well, I love when that happens, though.
Yeah, of course. It's good TV.
A devastating goodbye.
Yes.
And I also love when someone is, you know, like, delusional.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then they go home and they're like, what? I want to see
me?
That. Me?
I was planning a family with him, and how could he not how see it?
Yeah. Well, we didn't really see that. I mean, maybe we will next week.
And then they always say, I guess I just don't deserve it. I don't know what's wrong with me.
A lot.
A lot.
Reflect, babe.
Yeah.
And that's it. We already went through our best looks, but roses.
Rachel.
Nice.
Rachel.
Rachel's mine, too.
Yeah. I think she's mine, too.
Yeah. She deserves it.
Like, obviously, Maria always gets a rose from us, but I think for me tonight, the winner of this episode, all around for me, was Rachel.
The rose bush is planted in Maria's name. There's a plaque on front of it that says, this plant bush of roses is for Maria.
And credit. Maria's pick. Producer.
Nailed
Maria.
It.
Maria.
Yes. 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 Yeah. Correct. Correct.
She doesn't need the rose.
Future host, Maria.
She grew the rose. She doesn't need the rose. Yeah.
Yeah. Rachel deserves.
I think she does.
And then there's next week. A Who's star. Winning? Kelsey.
It's got to be Kelsey. It can't be Daisy.
It has to be Kelsey.
Please don't pick Daisy.
He won't.
Well, he can't because I think she walks away.
I know. They've been edging us with this final podium situation. Him getting in out of the limo 5 times, taking off the jacket, the ominous rose on the pedestal. They've been edging us with this since the first frame of the first episode. So I am ready to see what the fuck happens.
Me too. Yeah, I'm ready.
Do you not already know?
For the conclusion.
Yeah, spoiler queen. Do you know?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I've obviously looked it up.
I know nothing.
I'd rather die than look it up.
But there were conflicting realities. I only check a couple of times in the season. And Reality Steve has proposed 2 things throughout the season. So I don't know for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know for sure.
Good.
But I think I have my suspicions based on what we see and like his reaction to Kelsey. So
him and Daisy they're not sexy together.
Oh.
Even when she amped up the sexy times 10.
No, it was still so cringy.
It still wasn't like him and Kelsey just have something.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah.
And she's not the one I thought I saw him going for this season at all. But she won him over.
Yeah. Unfortunately. Thomas. Where can they find us?
You know, I would just fucking love if you opened your Instagram app, searched in the search bar, I like this. How many M's, you ask? There are 3. And then when you're done following us and DMing us on Instagram, you're going to open your Gmail and you're going to go compose mail. I like this podcast with 3 M's @gmail.com. And you're going to send a little, oh my God, you guys are so funny. Ha ha, ha ha ha. I have such a good time listening to you. Send. That's what I want.
I also started a TikTok.
You did.
It's in baby stages. However, same 3 M's. I like this. Same as the Instagram is the username for TikTok.
We are going to sort out a camera situation.
Things are evolving over
here. We're growing.
We know y'all really want to see us, but we'll have to wait another week.
Yeah.
Another week.
Let us know what you think of the rebrand. Let us know what you think about Maria.
Rate us 5 out of 5, even if you don't think we're 5 out of 5.
Just rate us. We would rate you.
And we would do it for you.
We would rate you.
Think about how supportive we've been to Maria the whole season. Can you be that for us? Okay, see you in a week.
Bye.
Bye.